Having issues with your micro tissues? Is your Microsoft toilet brush getting you down? You're listening to Living in a Micro Galaxy.
Attention listeners, Living in a Micro Galaxy recommends that if you are running IE 12.0.74 beta with the B5XS9 patch, that you download the latest updates for your Microsoft firewall. We apologize for any inconvenience.
Today we provide some quick tips for those who have lost the instruction manuals to the Microsoft Lawnmower and the Microsoft Rug. Plus, the latest in micro gadgets, we tell you all you need to know about the Microsoft Egg Timer. Coming to you live from across the micro galaxy, this is the show that tells you what to do when it just works. Introducing our hosts, Gil Bates and Jeeves Stobbs. Thank you. Just this morning, I was walking past my elderly neighbour, Mrs. Atkinson, who seemed to be having problems mowing her e-lawn.
Her what?
Her e-lawn. You know, I mentioned last week, her version is so outdated now.
Oh yeah, the 3500XZ is a poor man's mower. I'd thoroughly recommend the upgrade to the Blower 650 series, although, you know, it can interfere with your e-tick if you haven't...
As I was saying... Actually, what was I saying? I've noticed, Jeeves, we talk exclusively to each other on this show and ignore our audience completely. Have you noticed that, Jeeves?
Yes, I have, Gil. Very rude.
Well, here on the show, we've been receiving a lot of calls from similarly frustrated members of the e-mowing public. So now it's time for...
Troubleshooting your micromower.
Give us the micro guide, Jeeves.
No probs, Gil. To start mower, push and hold the start button for 5 seconds. If mower doesn't start, hold Control, Out and Delete buttons, then push Start again. If mower still refuses to start or results in the blue screen of death, contact the company that made your e-lawn.
Thanks, Jeeves. I'm sure the e-mowing community has found that very helpful. And Mrs. Atkinson, I hope you're listening in.
No worries, Gil. Now, while we've been talking, a call's come in from a Mr. Wu of Uranus.
Oopsies, Jeeves. Uranus has just been renamed, remember?
Oh, right you are, Gil. My apologies to Mr. Wu and the people of my crevice.
And what a lovely holiday destination that is, Jeeves.
Yes, it certainly is, Gil. But on with Mr. Wu's micro worry.
But this one's not so micro, Jeeves. Mr. Wu has recently purchased the new micro rug.
Oh, a marvellous new floor covering made of
Yes. But poor Mr. Wu has failed to receive his 6,000-page e-manual.
Oh, goodness.
Quite right you are, Jeeves. See, misuse of the micro rug has led to some very serious carpet injuries.
Yes, my heart goes out to all those suffering from third-degree microburns.
Well, Jeeves, we can certainly prevent further boo-boos for Mr. Wu. Step 1. Lay the rug on the floor.
Sorry, Gil. Just interrupting with a micro tip. To make it easier for you to tell the top of the rug from the bottom, there are huge Microsoft logos woven into every 3 centimetres of fabric. These must face upwards.
And don't forget, Jeeves, you must register your rug by calling Microsoft immediately. They will then mail you your personalised step-on rug code, which will allow you to use your rug.
And remember, Gil, each person who uses the rug will need their own code.
Yes, and you will also need a special permissions code that will allow you to download a list of approved furniture that may be placed on your micro rug.
A quick warning, placing any non-approved furniture on your rug will void your warranty and cause it to act erratically. It will also reset your password.
In the event that this happens, contact Microsoft and they will assist you in purchasing another rug.
We will now have a short break while we play the latest smash hit from the Micro Muse store for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned. We will be back shortly to help you get started with your Microsoft Egg Timer.
And welcome back on air. Jeeves is all set up to help you get started with your Microsoft Egg Timer.
Thanks, Gil. The first stage of setting up is to set date, time, year, country, code, language, and pick a theme for your kitchen countertop. You will now be on your way to an egg timer that can accurately and precisely count down from 3 minutes to zero.
And it's able to do that in just about 3 minutes.
Actually, Gil, an $85 upgrade will enable you to customise your timing system for 15 seconds more or less.
By completing this registration process, Microsoft will be able to contact you with news and information about egg timer upgrades and virus warnings.
You'll also receive exciting mail, email and telephone solicitations from Microsoft's corporate partners, offering you products and services relating to your egg timer system. Or not relating to your egg timer system. It's up to them.
When you first use your Microsoft egg timing system, you will be greeted by the egg wizard, Eggy. Eggy will ask you a series of questions to determine what food you wish to prepare.
Just a quick note, Gil. Remember to save your personal egg cooking profile by giving it a file name with the extension .egg. Failure to do so will cause your Microsoft egg timing system to freeze up and never work again.
It's that easy.
Well, Gil, that's it for today's episode of Living in a Microgalaxy. Tune in next week for our guide to the micro light switch and a special look at the history of micromanagement.
Thanks to all our contributors here at Microtechnic. And to all you listeners on the Skyway home from work, please watch out for those zippy little macro convertibles from Appaverse 5.
This is Gil Bates and Jeeves Stobbs live across the verse.
Logging out.